symbols of this day. Nativity scene, Christmas trees, gifts. I remember when I was younger, when I was a kid, we couldn't wait to come out and see the Christmas tree. Christmas morning, it's me and my sister. We were 1 year apart, so our gifts was pretty much similar. So I know if I got there last, and I saw that she had a pair of socks, and she had a book, and she had another toy, I had a pair of socks and a book. It was like that for many years in our household. Our gifts just pretty much mirrored each other, except for that one gift. The gift that was just for me. Parents got the gift that I wanted for Christmas, and she had her gift. Totally different. That was a blessing. It meant to me my parents were aware of what I wanted. They were listening to me through my day-to-day cries or staring at the television or declaring that toy must be mine. Christmas. Christmas gifts. Good moments to believe in and reflect upon. But then you have the nativity scene. The nativity scene is a reflection of Jesus' birth. This was thought of by St. Francis. On top of a hill, small village, he wanted to connect with the birth of Jesus Christ. So he wanted to reenact it. They had real animals, and people standing in the parts. So we all can reflect on the birth of Christ. Thank you, St. Francis, for your love for God and wanted so much to connect with him. Gave us a nativity scene. But in our gospel today, the words of the nativity of the Lord, there isn't a lot of animals present. There isn't even a baby Jesus. Mary and Joseph. It focuses on the essence of the nativity scene, that Jesus came into this world. He became Word, the Word of God, came into this world. And he also was light for us, the light that broke through darkness, spoke the truth, the straightforward message on the nativity scene. Nothing fancy, but just telling us the reason why Jesus came into this world, the reason why we have salvation, the reason why God loves us so much. But it also gave us a personal gift to this, grace and truth. No matter what we go through individually, we need God's grace and his truth. There's things we have in similar, we go through life, but there are times we need a special message, a special gift for us from God. And we have grace for that. It touches our lives when we feel lonely, touches the life when we question about our job. The birth of Christ is our reality. As believers, that's how we live our lives, in the presence of the birth of Jesus Christ. It's how we get through our day-to-day things. Some people call it one of the many toolboxes in our life as a believer, that we have grace and mercy, and we have salvation. This young lady, she had a good job, but she got laid off. She's a believer, been praying all her life, trusting God, but her company just left the country, left her high and dry, and pension, everything gone. But she stayed prayerful and trusting in God, and knowing that she's never alone. The Word tells us that. She's never alone, and she trusted in that. That's how she lived her life as a believer. She finally found the job that she wasn't thinking about when she was younger, but a job that changed her life forever. It brought her into ministry. It brought her to witness her faith to others. Not only blessed her, but blessed the people around her. When things get tough, believers need to believe. When things get hard, believers need to trust in God. The reason why we need to pray every day is the reason why we need to trust in our Lord. It's the reason why we need to have communion. It's the reason why our faith is our faith. Jesus came into this world to give us life and show God's love to us firsthand. He came as a child in a manger, a helpless child, and the place was insecure. His parents are on the run. They know how we feel when we go through our troubles. So they've been there. They've been there. Somewhere, a place where there was no room for them. A place where they were not welcome. A place where they had to be on the run and unsure of their future. Jesus has been there. We need to trust in him every day. He knows our burdens. He knows our pain. And he knows that we need to be loved and cared for. And through our message of the scripture today, we need to trust in God. We need to trust and know that God is always with us. It took a time to come to earth in the form of a helpless child, to experience life on this planet, breathe our air, walk through the streets of many people, and live his life to die for our sins. That's the message for us today. That is the message for us today. That Jesus cared for us to be born, live his life as we live our lives, go through our day-to-day lives and struggles, and let us know that God is always with us. That is our reality as believers. That is our place before God. As we go through our rest of our Christmas season, as we enjoy our meals and our family and our friends, remember that God is our God. He did a lot to come near us. He does a lot to stay with us. And through the Holy Spirit, he is within us. And we need to remember that. It's our reality as believers. That's how we live our lives. God knows our pain and our struggles. And he's always with us in our joys. Today is Christmas morning. There's many gifts to open. Remember that Jesus Christ was a gift to us. And through our lives, we are gifts to others. Remember, the day was born a Savior. Amen.
Amen.